we're talking about national security. And I wanted to engage you because you're also a member of the Homeland Security Committee, correct?
Yes, I am.
And I wanted to talk with you at the very beginning about the issue in the news today with the federal magistrate yesterday dropping charges against a Paul Kevin Curtis, 45 years old, who initially was detained by the FBI when they suspected him of sending ricin in the letters of Senator Roger Wicker, Republican from Mississippi, a county judge in Mississippi, and maybe one to President Obama. To the extent that you know anything or can talk about that, speak to the drop of charges.
Well, listen, my heart goes out to the guy that was charged, because the word we're getting is he was being framed. Now, you know, with law enforcement, they can't take any chances, so the guy had to be taken in. Of course, you know, his family, his friends, his co-workers or neighbors are thinking, what kind of monster do we live next to? And then you know, you find out that he probably absolutely had nothing to do with it. So my first concern is for him and his well-being. At the same time, you know, we got to do what we got to do to make sure that the country's secure and that people aren't doing those kind of things. And then, of course, there's some other nut job out there running around doing this stuff and, of course, making it, you know, for maximum effect with some person that apparently he has an issue with. So, you know, and there's another issue at Bowling Air Force.
Yeah, yesterday, Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, Congressman, told reporters there was another alleged ricin incident at, she said, the Joint Base Anacostia Bowling Building in Southeast Washington. So it makes people concerned. God, I know you are, Congressman, not just about yourself, but your staff. Your staff has to be the ones to deal with this.
Yeah, the staff is. And, you know, the mail that comes here, and I think most people know that, it comes to Washington, D.C., goes through a clearinghouse. But the mail that comes to your district, your staff deal with, and they're the first point of contact. So, yeah, these are people that are, you know, members of the community and just, you know, working their – this is their job. And to be concerned about something like that, be poisoned with something horrific, you know, is not something that most people sign up for. So it's kind of like the other side of federal employment that people don't think of.
We talked with Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger last week in the midst of all of the crisis of looking for the two bombing suspects that one killed, the other one apprehended now. But we talked about the issue of the ricin letters, and there appears to be no connection between that. And is that, at least of what you're hearing, there still is no connection between this and the Boston bombing incident.
That's what we're hearing. But I got to tell you, C4, there's a great deal of mistrust in Washington generally, and I think more specifically with this administration. They have obfuscated, and in some cases we think they've just out and out, right, lied. And so everybody feels it's incumbent to get our own independent, verifiable information. And that's a sad state of affairs, but that's the truth of the matter around this place.
When you think about what we have now learned, and it ties to me directly in with the Boston bombing situation about the older brother, Tamerlan Sanayev,
right.
When you listen to the fact that he was on a list, apparently this TIDE list, which is a terrorist identities data mart environment list that has 500,000 people on it, Congressman, most of the time they're not monitored or kept track of. And then there are all these other lists, according to Reuters, that they have out there. I mean, how are we... what have we learned from 9/11?
Yeah, well, exactly. What is the purpose of the list if you're not going to do anything with it? And, you know, when we having this discussion about immigration and the fact that the guy's father came over on a tourist visa, then applied for asylum, and then moved back. I mean, what did he need asylum from? And what are we doing watching these folks who apparently come here for other reasons? I would say nothing. And, you know, every American needs to be concerned, because our American system means that we're all kind of in soft targets. We come and go from our homes, we go to our schools and to events, and when we gather at the mall or what have you. And this current government's posture, this administration's posture has been kind of anything goes and anybody can come, and American citizenship is cheap, and we ask no questions. That is bad for our security.
Well, Congressman, the concern that many of us had, particularly if we wanted to go back to Benghazi and the whole Benghazi incident,
right,
was that this administration, this president, have claimed they have put a big dent in al-Qaeda and have used it almost as a staple of their foreign policy achievements and what they've done. And it concerns me as a taxpayer, as I'm sure you as a congressman, that there's a concern that maybe they might not be as forthcoming, because it hurts the narrative of the fact that they have put a big dent in al-Qaeda.
Well, that's exactly right. What it does is if we don't trust them on one little thing, then we're specious about everything they say. And I think you will If you don't already know it, you will find out very soon that the report, the interim report that just came out on Benghazi, completely contradicts the secretary's testimony, which means, you know, I hate to put it in these terms, but she was lying to the American people.
She signed the document.
That, she what else are they lying
she
about?
Signed the her signature is on a document related to April of last year about the security procedures, and she signed the document.
That's exactly right, and she said she had nothing to do with it. So the point is that we can't trust this administration, whether it's about ricin, whether it's about immigration, or whether it's about the reports on this other Saudi individual and what happened in Boston. No matter what they say, we're reluctant to trust them, and so we feel insecure. And their number one job is securing the nation.
Congressman Scott Perry joins us now from Pennsylvania. What's your phone calls? 410-467-WBAL. Toll free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon is star WBAL. AT&T is pound WBAL. Text me 8850. Now, you can also follow me on Twitter at C4 Show. I know you're a brand new member to the Homeland Security Committee, Congressman, and kind of what's going on. But I would just ask you almost rhetorically, but if you can respond, what have we truly learned from 9/11 when it comes to dealing with communication between different agencies?
Well, we learned that everybody was stovepiping and everybody was very proprietary, and so we knew that, and that's what we really learned, that the information was available, but there was no crosstalk, and so we were vulnerable because of the failure to crosstalk. So allegedly, we created this huge new apparatus and organization to handle all that, and spent a lot of money and allegedly made ourselves more safe. But I think in this instance, whether that has been ineffectual or whether the administration's policies towards this nation's enemies has been relaxed, either way, one reason or the other, or a combination of the two, we feel not secure in our nation and our neighborhood right now. So we demand and we expect success in this regard, because we can have no other.
Let's get to potentially one of your constituents. Let's get to Sky in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Sky. You're on with Congressman Perry.
How you doing, C4? Always a good show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Congressman, I work in Maryland. I listen to C4 all the time. Scary, huh?
Yeah, no,
that's frightening.
That's who you should be listening to.
No, that's frightening thought, but go ahead, Scott.
Scott, I voted for you.
Thank you.
I think you're doing a good job. I live in the 4th District in West Manchester.
Yeah.
I have a different view on immigration. I'm a Native American. As far as I'm concerned, close the borders. Close it all up. Check these people before they even come in the door. These weren't just blacks or yellow or purple. These were white guys from Chechnya.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They're radicals. Who gets a visa, comes in, and then leaves?
Not only that, Sky, but if Russia, their native country, contacts us, Congressman, and says we're concerned about these folks a couple of years ago, what happened out of that? Sky, I appreciate the call. Congressman, hold with me. I want to talk more about that with you. And also, Congressman, the wife of the 26-year-old and what potential involvement she may have in this. Taking your phone calls.